The Baleful Watcher by Nityanshi Chopra, read by Lindsay Vella, asks us to wonder just who the Watcher is and what does this mysterious creature want.
It was a quiet and chilly day. Oliver was blankly looking out of the bus window, watching the trees and the buildings running past him. A lot was going through his mind. It was all cluttered. No thoughts, no emotions, just hectic mental activity without any clarity. Actually, a lot had been happening around him for the last few months. He was beginning to get stressed from work, and there was a lot of drama going on in his office as well. He was an investigative journalist, known to uncover the truth. So to relax and get back his peace of mind, he thought of taking up a new project. After doing some research, he found that there was a secluded village surrounded by dense forests. It was a quiet village where no one was ever disturbed. But over the last few months, mysterious, paranormal things were happening in the village. People would suddenly disappear in the night only for their bodies to be found deep in the forest the next day. There were rumors floating around about black magic, ghosts, aliens, and many more. Oliver decided to investigate the matter. It would get him out of the office and also give him a new story. So he took leave for a month and went on his way to the village with his equipment to gather some evidence and bring out the truth. When Oliver reached the village, he felt as if all the locals were in mourning. The atmosphere was gloomy. He spoke to the villagers who shared chilling stories, tales of a figure seen watching from the tree line, eyes glinting in the dark, always just out of sight. They warned him to leave it alone and not to attract its wrath. But Oliver was determined. He set up camp at the edge of the woods, armed with many different cameras and other recording equipment, ready to document any strange occurrences. He felt a palpable tension in the air, as if the forest was holding its breath to conceal some secret. He looked around continuously into the forest for some activity. He had thought he'd seen something watching many times, only to find that it was only the light playing tricks with his mind. The day passed without any worthwhile activity. The evening was setting in. The birds started to return to their nests, and the air was filled with their chirping sounds. Oliver thought of getting ready for the night and started a bonfire behind his tent for preparing some food and warmth. The sun was now set, and the forest trees were looking like tall shadows in the dim moonlight. Oliver was sitting on his camping chair with a mug of hot coffee in his hand when he thought he saw something. And this time, it was not just a trick of the light. A tall, shadowy shape standing in the trees, motionless, silent, and looking towards him. Heart racing, Oliver lifted his camera, but as he tried to record it, the figure vanished without a trace. It was just a glimpse, but Oliver was sure that he saw something. Something human or animal or something else entirely. But surely something was there. Excited, he placed one of his night vision movement detection video cameras on a tripod and started the recording mode. He was all eyes and ears trying to pick up every sound and vision. He waited in anticipation, but nothing happened. The night passed without any activity. Undeterred, after getting some sleep in the morning, he again started interviewing the locals. They spoke of an ancient entity that preyed on the curious, an entity that could manipulate time and space. It was often found in the forest. He didn't believe anything, but felt curious after listening to all the stories. He reviewed the previous night's footage, but nothing was recorded. Frustrated yet fascinated, he pored over his notes, trying to decipher what the locals had seen and said. He researched whatever he could during the day and got ready for the night. As the night arrived and he set up his equipment, he felt a chill sweep the air. He looked into the woods and saw something, the same tall, shadowy shape peering at him from behind a tree, but this time it was closer and more menacing. Oliver's instincts screamed at him to leave, but he stayed put, convinced that capturing evidence would validate the villagers' fears. The photographer in him wanted the figure to be nearer for a clear view. He shouted into the darkness, demanding the figure to reveal itself. But instead of a response, the forest grew eerily silent. The air felt thick with anticipation, and Oliver's heart raced as he prepared his camera once more. That's when he heard it, a whisper, chilling and low, echoing through the trees. You shouldn't have come here. The voice wrapped around him like a cold fog, and Oliver felt a wave of dread wash over him. Suddenly, the figure lunged forward, its face obscured, but its eyes glowing with a predatory hunger. Panicking, Oliver turned to run, but the forest seemed to shift around him, trees closing in like a trap. The whispers became a cacophony, taunting him, drowning out his thoughts. The figure had a wide, eerie grin on its face. Desperate, he stumbled through the underbrush, disoriented and terrified. The figure was messing with him, always just out of reach, and its laughter echoing through the trees. He felt himself losing his grip on reality as the forest twisted into a complicated maze, which was impossible to escape. Hours passed, or maybe only minutes, maybe just seconds. Time had lost meaning. Finally, Oliver burst into a clearing, gasping for breath, and collapsed. The figure stood at the edge, watching, its eyes burning with an insatiable hunger. With a sudden rush, the figure lunged forward, engulfing Oliver in darkness. Next morning, some villagers discovered that Oliver was not in his tent. A search party ventured into the woods to look for him, where they found his body. There was an ominous mist around it. It was covered with blood, dismembered and disoriented. The eyes were still open and filled with fear, showing that the killing was gruesome. The villagers buried him in the forest itself and left without mourning, knowing they had warned him of the dangers. Only Oliver's equipment remained, scattered on the ground, his camera still recording, a chilling loop of the last moments of his life, filled with his frantic breaths and the haunting whispers of the forest. The woods remained a silent witness to Oliver's fate, his story a reminder that some truths are better left undiscovered, and some watchers will never let you go. From that day onwards, the villagers started reporting two mysterious figures watching from the woods.